A fish named Wanda. Or is it Waldo? I'm Bob Hirshon, and this is Science Update. In Greek mythology, Hermaphroditus was a being with the physical attributes of both a man and a woman. Now some fish are turning up with this quality. That's according to Chris Metcalf, a biologist at Trent University in Ontario. He and his colleagues looked at fish in and around the Great Lakes.
Between 18% and 80% of the male fish have developed what we call intersex. That means that they have both male and female tissue in the gonad, or the reproductive organ.
He says these male fish may have developed female tissue because of their exposure to female hormones from waste treatment plants.
Only about 50% of the active ingredient in the pill is actually absorbed by women who take the pill, and then the other 50% gets excreted and, of course, makes its way down into sewage treatment plants.
Metcalf and his colleagues tested this theory in the lab and found that the levels of estrogen in treated sewage did make male fish develop female tissue. He says other drugs ranging from heart medications to painkillers also show up in nature. His team is developing new sewage treatment procedures to keep the pharmaceuticals out of our waterways. For the American Association for the Advancement of Science, I'm Bob Hirshon.